We won't wait forever. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden taking questions in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid says his goal is for the United States to rejoin an agreement with Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons and that he's just waiting for Iran's government to respond to his conditions.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome. And we'll continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region.
The president and Prime Minister Lapid announced a joint pledge to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons. The president meets tomorrow in Saudi Arabia with that country's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Fox's Peter Ducey in Jerusalem.
It's going to be the first time that President Biden has met with MBS since the U.S. intel community concluded in a now unclassified report that MBS was involved in the murder of this American journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. But nobody from the White House, president on down, will confirm that the president is going to specifically mention Khashoggi tomorrow.
The president today saying the Saudis know his position on the Khashoggi murder. We got higher than expected consumer inflation numbers yesterday. Wholesale inflation is up to 11.3% annually, according to the Labor Department. The 1.1% jump from May to June is also the biggest increase since March, when the annual rate was a record 11.6. The actor Kevin Spacey, free on bail, allowed to travel freely after pleading not guilty in London of sexually assaulting three men.
The former House of Cards star, who ran London's Old Vic Theatre between 2004 and 2015, is accused of incidents that happened in London between March 2005 and August 2008, as well as one in Western England in 2013. The victims are now in their 30s and 40s. Spacey's trial is set to start next June.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. American basketball star Brittany Griner is back in court in Russia asking for leniency after pleading guilty last week of marijuana possession. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
At least 20 people, including three children, are reported killed in Russian missile strikes on an office building in Vinnytsia, Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky calls the strikes terrorism, saying there was no legitimate military target there. A convicted murderer in California, now in federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody, is fighting deportation.
47-year-old Fo Yen Yu served a 25-year sentence for killing a 17-year-old in 1995 and is now slated to be deported back to Cambodia, despite the pleas of activists who say he's changed his life for the better. Yu is one of many refugees and undocumented immigrants who face direct transfer to ICE and eventual deportation immediately after finishing a prison sentence. The Asian Prison Support Committee and others are now trying to highlight Yu's story, putting pressure on Governor Gavin Newsom to pardon him and the California Department of Corrections to stop ICE transfers. There's been no comment yet on Yu's case from Governor Newsom. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A 10-year-old girl in South Florida on a ventilator since a hit-and-run crash 6 months ago has died. Two children died at the scene. The driver's in jail facing charges accused of driving onto a sidewalk to get around a bus, hitting six kids and driving off. His car found later missing a bumper. There's stormy weather in the forecast for parts of the country.
Strong to severe storms will bring the risk of hail, damaging winds, heavy rain, and isolated tornadoes for parts of the northern plains, Midwest, and the southeast. The Gulf Coast states are also seeing the possibility for flash flooding as an area of low pressure off the coast and a frontal boundary interact and enhance the chance for heavy rain. Dangerous heat and humidity is making it feel well over 100 degrees for sections of the Great Basin, as well as the central and southern plains, while the monsoon season is bringing beneficial rain to the southwest and the Rockies, but some areas could experience localized flash flooding. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
There's a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is down 611 points. The S&P down 75. Some investors are worried about higher than expected interest rate hikes. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.